Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, anyone in between, and all those still trying to figure it the fuck out, please sit back, relax, put in your earphones, and buckle your seatbelts. The next 2 hours are guaranteed to not be safe for work. Now welcome to your speakers, smartphones, or laptop, America's sweetheart, Pollo Del Mar, and San Francisco's blazing beauty, Pearl Tees. It's time for Podomatic's number one ranked LGBT podcast, and 120 minutes of your life you will never get back. Brought to you in conjunction with San Francisco's Left Magazine, it's time for Party Foul Radio with Pollo and Pearl.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Party Foul Radio. This is your co-host, Pollo Del Mar.
And Pearl Tees.
We are back for episode 88. Thank you guys for joining us. I hope that you enjoyed our big Kelly Clarkson interview last week. I do apologize as producer of the show for getting it out to you a little bit late, but we waited, we held the show. We were originally, when we recorded it originally, we were like hyping it for this week and
right.
Oh, next week.
Didn't happen, girl.
But... And I was like, you know what? We got this interview. Let's just put it out for these people. Let's let these children have it, hunty.
So you guys, in just like, a week and a half, and her album will be out for you guys to go check it out and pick it up off of iTunes.
Yep. Friday, October 27th, the new Kelly Clarkson album, Meaning of Life, comes out. Last week, I raved about the Pink album. Raved about it. It's amazing. Of course it's amazing. And by the way, Billboard magazine has reported that to date, it is the biggest selling album by a female artist in 2017. That'll probably change as soon as Taylor Swift comes out. But
I think so.
Oh, absolutely. Taylor Swift sells like a million albums in a week. No joke. It's crazy. Anyway, the Pink album debuts at number one on next week's charts, and it is, in fact, amazing. I look for Kelly Clarkson to do the same thing. Meaning of Life is insanely good. We talked about it with her last week. If you are listening this week and you did not hear the Kelly Clarkson episode, go back, y'all. Certainly follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Party Foul Radio. You will get all of those updates just sent to you.
Right. We've been telling you how.
But the Kelly Clarkson album is incredible. And I will tell you, I'm going to be filming this week one of my video responses to this. I put one up on my video response to Pink. 2,500 views in like about a week, which is pretty good.
All right.
Pretty damn good. So I'm going to put one up for Kelly Clarkson. I'm going to tease the shit out of people because I'm going to gag over these things and like reveal. I've been revealing bits and pieces of different lyrics on my Twitter, which is the Glamazon PDM. So I've been revealing bits and pieces of it, but I'm only going to let them have it on that one. So it's been an exciting week in terms of music for me around here because I've been listening to this. Pearl, how did you spend your weekend, girl?
My weekend was pretty laid back. It nothing to do with drag at all. I did hang out with my good friend, Miss Marijuana, also known as Sister Abby Normal.
Okay.
And we cruised around the hay, picked up some things. She got a quick tattoo.
Trade.
Right. And then her and my sister Royal came and hung out at my house for a little bit. And then on Sunday, I just had a nice day to myself. It was lovely, girl. But this weekend, I'm back at it. You guys can find me at AGSF both Friday and Saturday nights. So book your reservations at AGSF.com.
Do it, girl. Get up in there and see Pearl.
Right.
She'll be wearing nothing but pasties.
Well,
she'll get her titties all up in your dinner.
I am really excited about Halloween because during Halloween, I know the girls get really dressed up and festive and... I'm having my girl Kipper work on my Halloween cosplay costume. I'm so excited.
Oh, the one, remember you guys? She's all like, I don't want to tell you what it's going to be. It's a secret.
But I will give you guys a hint. I just got my nails done yesterday. They are red and gold to kind of match my cosplay costume. It's a little early, but it's going to work, bitch. It's going to work.
It's going to be a little early.
I got my nails done, yeah, but it'll work.
Y'all, I figured it out. Her nails are red and gold. She is going as the Flash.
The Flash.
She's going
that
as
is good.
She's going as the Flash, and you know why? Because that's how quick she gets in bed, bitch. In a flash. Oh, Oh, God. That's how fast she'll fucking get you in the bed, bitch.
Right. Whatever, bitch.
First date? Who needs a first date? She just, like, meet me in my bed.
You are...
What? We can have coffee afterwards, girl. Once the deed is done, bitch, I'll get caffeinated with you.
You know, speaking of which, I did go on a date last week that did end up there, and...
See, I told you, she is a hoe.
But you know what? That, like, it's... That is clearly not going anywhere. I do have another date tomorrow, which I can report and tell you guys all about tomorrow. I'm so excited.
She is a fucking tramp, you guys.
That's not a shit. I'm not putting out tomorrow. I'm just going on another, like, a really fun day.
She's like, I'm not putting out tomorrow unless it's nice, and then I'm putting out tomorrow. No,
that is not...
What a whore.
At least I have the option, bitch.
Well, I will tell you, I have a very... Uh-huh. I have a very attractive, very nice man who is pursuing me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, do tell this story.
He's been pursuing me.
Oh, has he?
Yes, he's been trying to, like... I can show you our text messages. He's been trying to go out with me, but the problem is that... Okay, so...
You know those messages from Lyft are not from a man.
Whatever, bitch. My fucking ATM card is so fucked up right now, I can't even take a Lyft. I have to take an actual cab.
Oh, shit.
Because my ATM card literally only acts as an ATM card.
Whatever. Did your wallet get stolen or something?
No, I canceled my card and got a new one. And for what... just because, like, you know, they expire after a certain amount of time or whatever.
You don't have to cancel it. It just goes out.
Well, like, they sent me a new card. Mm-hmm. And it only acts as an ATM card. Anyway, that's an aside. I met this guy, and...
Who do you bank with?
I bank with SF Federal Credit Union.
Oh, never mind.
Which is like, I love them. I really do love them. Piper Angelique, the 2016-2017 Miss Gay San Francisco, works at SF Federal.
Does she really?
Yep. And they were totally accommodating and wonderful to her when she transitioned...
You know, my bank, surprisingly, was really easy with that stuff, too. It was seriously the easiest part of any kind of change that I went through.
Well, I'm talking about the fact that not only that, but they, like, recognize her. Like, they gave her time, you know, because she transitioned. She got her bottom surgery done during her reign as Miss Gay San Francisco, and they were totally accommodating of all of that. So, which, by the way, shout out to Piper Angelique and Jethro Petalinghug. They... stepped down this past Sunday as Mr. and Miss Gay San Francisco. And congratulations to the newly crowned Mr. and Miss Gay San Francisco, Caesar and Ruby Red Monroe. It was so heartwarming, you guys. I was there, of course, to watch the events as they unfolded or whatever. And they had three contestants for Mr. Gay San Francisco. And Caesar is deaf. And so when he answered his Q&A, he answered through a sign language interpreter. And it was... really, it was so adorable because they announced the winners, and of course the MCs are behind him, and they announce it, so and he can't hear them. So
that had to be such a moment.
So like they announced the winners, and everybody's reacting, and then he looked over at his sign language interpreter. I don't know what he said specifically.
Oh, he was like, "You won, girl.
You won, girl." But everybody was like cheering, and to see his facial expression. Was so special. It was so special. It was adorable. Obviously, he can't hear this, but congratulations, Caesar. Right. Nonetheless, it was a beautiful thing to watch. Okay, so back to this date situation. He and I have been trying to connect, and...
So tell us about this man.
We haven't even met in person, so there's not a great deal to tell.
So, you know, the first date's gonna be coffee.
But, okay, so listen, y'all. So he invited me over... at like 9 o'clock at night on a Wednesday. He's like, why don't you come over and we can watch TV and snuggle? I said, nope, that ain't happening. And he's like, why not? And I said, because that's not what I'm looking for. And like, that sounds great and everything. Maybe for a third date, but not for a first date. Then he was like, really? We don't have to have sex or anything. I was like, no, we're not doing that. So if you would like to meet...
Because Poyo can't control her fucking hormones.
That's what he said. He's like, you can't control yourself? I was like, no, I can control myself. And the fact is, I'm controlling all of this because of the fact that this is not going to happen. We're going to meet in, like, a real time in a real place if that's what you want to do. So we scheduled to meet at 6 p.m. on Thursday of last week, and we were going to get coffee in his neighborhood. But the next day, I woke up, and the first thing I recognized when I woke up is that I was booked to do that time of month with Maxine.
Oh, shit.
And I was like...
You flaked.
Yes, you did. No, it's not flaking. I contacted him right away, first thing in the morning, and I said, you know what? Last night, in my excitement to meet you, Mm-hmm. I double booked because I didn't check my schedule. This was like on the fly. I want to meet you. I'm letting you know now that I cannot do it at the time we scheduled. And then I offered like five other times. Well, the weekend, of course, for me was super busy with like stuff every single day. And it was just, it's been very hard. So we have it. We've remained in contact. We've remained texting. We talked on the phone once. So we are going to meet. He is, he's the principal of a school.
Oh.
And he's very cute. Let me see if I can pull up a photo. Let's see what you think. I think he's very cute anyway. So,
well, you know that.
Like, where is the text? Yes, here we go. Oh, shit. No, damn. Oh, like, is that, where is the picture? Where are the pictures from him?
I mean, where did you guys meet?
We met on, like, Scruff or something like that.
That's probably where the pictures are.
Yeah, probably so. Hold, please. Let me see if I can pull that up.
Ho-app alert.
Yeah, anyway. So, but that's the thing. Like, just because you meet somebody on Scruff does not mean that you got to be a whore.
Oh, he's adorable.
Yeah, he's cute.
Totally her type.
Very much. And let me... Oh, I was going to... Oh, I can't go back in the photos because, like... You can only see the photos after whatever. But he's very cute. Nice little body. Totally adorable. He's been putting forth the effort. I've been putting forth an effort. But girl, like, I know that you think that I'm, like, ridiculous about this. And I know you think I sort of, like, make this up.
Girl, you do you. You live your best life, girl. That's right. No, like, big deal.
I have opportunities to date.
You're going to find someone just like you.
But I'm going to, like, date on my terms. That's the thing. Like, I'm going to date on my terms or I'm not going to date at all.
And at this point, bitch, it's obvious I ain't dating at all.
But, but nonetheless, like, the point being that, you know, the options are there. I'm just not really, like... Oh.
Okay.
And, like, and right now, like, I have to say that I don't know how yours... Like, I think because your schedule is more regimented than mine, it makes it probably easier to, like...
Oh, girl, but it's not. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it sort of is because you're, like, I work a, like, 9 to 5.
And then every Tuesday I come to record my podcast. And then I could be booked for a show or AJSF somewhere between Wednesday to Sunday.
Right.
Which gives me, what, Monday?
Well, I mean, for, like, when I say regimented, what I mean is that... You know for a fact that you're going to be, during these times, you're not available. Like, for me, I'm more readily available in the afternoon times or late mornings or something like that.
Nope, don't hit me with that, girl. Right. That tells me.
And everybody else in the real world, like, doesn't have that schedule. So it's just a little bit more, like, hit or miss.
Unless you're dating someone who works at a restaurant or something.
So, I mean...
And they make money, girl.
We'll see how this all, like, we'll see how it all pans out. Anyway, nonetheless...
So, I'm curious, what does he do? If he's available when you're available.
He's not. I told you, like, 3 minutes ago, he is the principal of a school.
That's right, you did say that.
He's the principal of a school. And, you know...
Oh, like, that'll be fun.
It was, that first night when he invited me over, I was like, it's a school night, and you want me to come over? And he was like... You can spend the night, and we can have breakfast in the morning, and you can go, and, like,
You know what? He's probably one of those early risers.
He is.
And he probably has a nice little lovely breakfast at home.
He was, like, really sweet about it, and, like, whatever, but I'm like, honey, no, I'm setting the tone. Like, that's not the way it's going to be. That's not the way it's going to be. That's not who I am. And if you want to go out with me and you're going to continue pursuing it, mm-hmm. and we go out, that'll be grand. And the payoff will be big for you. But
Will it?
Of course it will. I'll buy the first coffee.
Oh, girl.
See, look at that, boo. You can get anything you want.
Look at Poyo wearing the pants in the relationship already.
So, girl, when you wear the dress in the relationship, you have to at least pretend to wear the pants at first. So,
girl, I don't have to pretend to do nothing, girl.
And, like, the other night, we had talked about maybe getting together and hanging out on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
after I got done with the Divas Royale show, which, by the way, he doesn't know anything about the drag at all. Like, I mean, I did tell him I work in entertainment and the nightlife, and that I mentioned to him, like, he was like, maybe we can get together tonight on Saturday. I was like, look, I've had the worst day, because I was supposed to get up at dawn and go and do this woman's makeup in Union City, California, which is like an hour away on a train. And I was supposed to be there at 6:45 a.m., woke up at 9:15.
What the hell?
Completely.
That poor woman.
Yes, I felt horrible. I slept through multiple alarms. Multiple. And then
how did that happen? You don't even drink.
But I was up like super late working on some bullshit. And then my body just shut down. There's like, yeah, it wasn't a drinking thing at all. And because of the fact that I felt so bad, I got on the train, went over there, sat at her hotel because I couldn't get a hold of her. Just sat in her hotel.
Yeah, she was probably doing whatever she was supposed to do.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And I was like, I hand wrote her a note and was like, I'm so sorry. This is not a reflection of my character, or certainly not the impression I wanted to make on you. She called me only twice, only once in the morning time. And then I couldn't get a hold of her. And then she ultimately, I sent her multiple texts. And I was like, look, I'm here if you need me. If not, if you don't even want to talk to me, I totally understand. I left you in a fucked up situation. So ultimately, she did get back a hold of me and everything worked itself out. And which I was so glad about, but I felt like shit. Then I came home and I had to do the Divas Royale show that night. And 1 hour before showtime, one of the girls, it's only three people in the whole cast, one of the girls dropped out, and I was like, Alina Milletti.
Oh.
Alina had double booked herself, like, for some dinner in Concord, and she was like, sis, I can't do it. And I was like, thank God for Carne Asada. Carne, you saved my ass. You guys, Carne Asada is in drag every waking moment. So she, if there's a show that we had to do right now, she's in drag somewhere, just probably chilling. We don't even know where she's at on a Tuesday, but just chilling in drag.
Anyway, well, so, I'm glad it went well.
Yeah, it all worked out. But ultimately, I told this guy, I was, look, I've had the worst day. I don't think that now is like the best time for me to hang out. I need to just go home and collapse and sleep. But I did tell him, look, I just showed up here for this show. One of the cast members is out. Everything that could possibly go wrong has gone wrong today. So I alluded to the fact that I'm in show business. That I'm a show business person. But,
oh, girl.
Anyway, we'll go to coffee. I'll see if it works out. I'll see if there's a second date. We'll find out. But until then, I ain't showing up at your house in the night, boo. Because I know what that means.
Well, when's your guys' date?
We don't have one set yet.
Oh.
He did text me this morning and said, we need to confirm a time that we can get together. And I said, yes. So I'm going to try to get together. I'm going to suggest maybe we can get together tomorrow night or maybe Thursday evening.
My date is on Thursday evening.
Mm-hmm. Where did you meet him? Craigslist?
Craigslist? Noho. On OKCupid.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Noho app.
At the corner of Post and Polk.
Oh, hell no, girl.
The prostitution corner in San Francisco.
I sure do. Did not.
So.
Did not. I'm a proper lady.
A proper lady, my ass. So, by the way, you guys, on upcoming episodes, I've been working on some stuff. You know, like, I can't really ever, until somebody has confirmed, I can't really ever confirm that somebody is going to be on with us. We will be having, have you heard of this new show called The Shade Queens of New York City?
No.
It's about drag queens out of NYC. It's on Fusion Network. Isn't Fusion the same one that did
Fusion?
Fusion TV.
Fuse
TV. It's Fuse. Sorry, I think.
Fuse is the same network.
That did
Transcendent.
So Fuse TV has this new series called Shade Queens of New York City. And we are going to have on with us a friend of a friend. Her name is Miss Britta Filter. She's going to be on with us on an upcoming episode. I was exchanging emails with her today. I'm trying to get Lady Red Couture. I'm like literally while we've been recording this podcast so far, Johnny McGovern was texting me back and he's like, I want to come on again. And I was like, girl, call us if you want. You can be on today. But maybe Johnny McGovern will join us. I'm definitely trying to get Lady Red on with us. I had been told, I was under the impression that this episode we were going to have Kaya, the rapper Kaya, on with us. But as it turns out, like, I guess some shit went down and she had to take care of some business today and can't call us.
I feel like something is always going down with fucking Kaya, girl.
There's been so many times that we've, like, been so close to having our brother.
We might want to just...
Well, we're gonna keep trying.
Wow.
I also have, like, a little lead on trying to get us Daya on, the performer who sings Sit Still, Be Pretty, and Hideaway. She's had a big hit with Griffin, who was on, the producer who was on with us a couple weeks back. Her publicist is the same publicist who works with Kelly Clarkson and contacted me today. Was like, is there any possibility that you can do something or be interested in Daya? I was like, of course, that would be amazing. So that is coming up. And also, there is a new Swedish artist. Her name is Tove Styrk.
Oh.
Tove is like a common name in Sweden.
Yeah.
So I love her song Mistakes, and we're gonna get her on with us in the near future too. So
come through.
We're getting some good interviews, and let me tell you, having Patricia Arquette and Kelly Clarkson on is only going to allow us to get even better and better and better guests. We always have been very fortunate to get some good people on for you guys to listen to, but that is what's going to be upcoming. What did you want to talk about last week? I remember you said, like, we need to talk about something next week. And
Girl. So, for all you RuPaul's Drag Race lovers out there.
Oh, yes.
The rumor has it, well, I think it's been confirmed, actually, at this point, that RuPaul is talking about doing an all-star season with all of the Drag Race previous winners. Which, that would include, what, Bibi, Zahara Benet, Tyra Sanchez...
Raja,
Bianca Del Rio,
Sharon, Alaska.
Well,
Chad.
Alaska was an All Stars winner.
I know, but I think that
Think it includes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just the.
Oh, winners. Wow! So Chad and Raja, or Chad and Alaska, would be out then. Can you imagine,
Violet, like, Tchotchke?
I didn't like Violet the first time. I didn't like Tyra the first time. I was like, why? Yeah. Why?
But seeing Violet go head-to-head with someone like Raja, that could be fabulous.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm really excited because this coming Friday...
Jinx Monsoon?
Yes. Girl. This upcoming Friday, they are going to be announcing the cast of RuPaul's All-Stars Drag Race 3.
Right.
And that's going to be a big deal.
Is there anyone you would love to see on it? Do not say Alexis, whatever her last name is. What is her last name? You don't even remember what it is. What is it? Alexis Michelle. Is that it?
Yes, it's not a last name. It's a middle name. Alexis Michelle.
Don't say her. You can't even remember her name, so you can't say her.
Alexis Michelle, I want to have Alexis Michelle. I'm going to text her right now and be like, what are you doing, girl?
No.
Breaking news. Alexis Michelle will be joining us next episode for our exclusive Party Foul Radio interview. So tune in next week to hear Alexis Michelle on Party Foul Radio. I already have heard that Morgan is on.
Okay.
I've heard that Morgan's already on.
Well, who do you want to see on? Not who have you heard on?
You know who I would love to see on because of the fact that I love her? And I would love to see her, like, give a different side of herself is Delta. I love Delta.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see Darian on. You know, they need a plus-size girl. Like, so... Yeah.
I honestly would love to see someone like Angina on.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see Angina, too.
I think we would... It would just be really nice to see how she's grown. There's so many other queens, though, that have, you know, continued to... grow.
Well, right. Well, I mean, you have to consider, I would love to see them pluck somebody from back from obscurity. Like Chanel was a really like, it's funny because Chanel, when she was on her season, which was season one,
she probably would be perfect.
She was like the most polished girl on that show, that season. And since then we've gotten to see many more people like her because people are more and more and more polished. But I would love to see her on. I would love to see somebody like Laganja on. Because
Sorry.
Why?
Go ahead, girl.
The reason I would love to see Laganja on is because I think that, you know, Laganja was just like a legitimate baby queen. She'd only been doing drag a few months when they put her on. And they didn't allow her to smoke her pot, so she was a fucking weirdo on there. If you followed, like, her career since then, she's really, really grown as a performer. Her look has grown. Her abilities have grown.
Yeah.
I would be interested in seeing her get to be more of herself. Like, mm-hmm. I would love to see who she is.
I'm more interested in girls like Angina, April Carrion, Jocelyn Fox, the, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that there's a lot of people. I think Jocelyn Fox would be great. I mean, I think that we've gotten to see people like...
Even Lanesha Sparks, girl, bring her.
Right, well, especially, like...
Or even since you're letting, like, trans people be them now, what is the little one's name? Kenya Michaels.
Kenya, well, girl, if everything I heard about Kenya from the Pulse nightclub shootings is true, Kenya is, like...
Has she just said fuck it?
She hasn't said fuck it, but she, times are not the best for Kenya, I don't think. Aww. You know, because she was in that incident. So.
Yeah, no, she was there. She had to escape through the back door, girl.
So it was just really, really traumatic to her. And I don't know, you know, who knows? You know, they would dig up in that business, too. It would probably be horrible for her.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be great to see some of my girlfriends on there who maybe didn't speak the best English the first time around. And now they're, like, totally fluent and they could do much better for themselves. I'd love to see Jessica on there. I love Jessica. Okay. Like, I love Jessica to death. Of course, Lanesha's one of my favorites in terms of, like, beauty.
Even Mariah
and what
Balenciaga. That would be good to see her on there.
Mariah would be very interesting, especially now that she is less of a club performer and more of a... I mean, like, less of a club personality and more of a performer. That's what I mean. Because
still so beautiful, girl.
Of course. Very beautiful.
Honestly, she's one of the most beautiful girls, I think, that hit that runway.
I think that Lanesha is by far one of the most beautiful, too.
Yeah.
And I think that I would love to see Lanesha come in there kind of now that she speaks English. I mean, you guys, when I first met Lanesha, she had just come off of the show recording it. And it hasn't even started broadcasting yet. And she barely spoke English. So I can't fathom being somewhere trying to record a reality TV show where you don't know what the hell's going on. You know what I mean? Like... And you know they didn't provide no kind of translator for her ass.
Right.
So now that she has, like, an awareness, it'd be wonderful to see her on there. And Angina has completely changed up her whole game, so it'd be great to see her. I'm looking forward to, if they do this all-star type of thing, the all-star winners season or whatever, it'll be cool to see BB. I love BB.
Girl, that's something, you should have did that with your new talent showcase. That would have been fabulous.
I always talked about doing it, and we never did.
No. I would have lived.
Damn it, you guys. I could have had the winner, like an All-Stars winner. Pearl's like, I wanted to win, bitch!
I did. I just wanted that money, girl. Because I didn't... When I ran, there was no, like... There was no prize or nothing like that.
There wasn't a prize?
Nope.
I thought it was a $100 prize even then.
I did not get no $100, girl. We were just... I think it was just another spot in the show.
Oh, yeah. It was like, well, girl, she got her prize money easily over the next few years. Because I put her in the show all the time.
I wasn't in the show all the time, but I was in the show pretty frequently.
A lot. Like, once a month, at least.
At least once a month.
Yeah. I mean, you more than got your... And it gave you, like, got you launched in bookings of, like, a lot of places.
Yeah, so. But I mean, I was doing shows before that.
Bitches can never just be grateful, can they?
Girls just think everything is owed to them, girl.
Lord. Apparently Pearl is one of them.
Do you remember one of the first times I met you, I was actually competing against your daughter at the time, Megan Pixel, and I beat her in a competition.
Where was that competition?
That was at Deco Lounge. And it was Drag Idol with Itza Manzanita.
Oh, Lord.
And it was me, Megan Pixel, and I forget the other girls. But you were there, Angie was there, all out of drag, helping Megan backstage.
Oh, yes, I do remember that.
And I was just like
that.
This new girl on the block, and I was like, oh, these queens that I've heard of, like, are over here helping this white girl, and I'm poor little black girl over here, ain't got no hope, but I won, so I lived.
She lived!
Yeah, I did. And between that time, I was doing shows predominantly there and at girl, Cookie Show.
Girl, Deco was tragique.
I made a lot of money there.
Yeah, you can make... I mean, that's the interesting thing, you guys. a lot of times when you're doing drag, you have to trade off between, like, high profile and where you're actually going to make tips. Like,
yeah.
Fortunately, for most of the time at my show at the cafe, like, people made tips and it was pretty high profile. But there are places where you can perform, it seems like nobody is there, and then all of a sudden you leave with, like, hands fulls of right. cash.
Mm-hmm.
Which, actually, that was the case at my Divas Royale. I mean, there was, like, a nice crowd. This is a private event, you guys, so it's a little different, because they're paying quite a bit to get in there and be seated and have dinner and stuff. But, like, there was, like, a... It wasn't, like, overflowing with people, but I left... Like, my last number got me mad cash, and I was all about it, so...
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in a minute with more Party Foul Radio. I'm Poet Almar.
And I'm Pearl Teeth.
We'll be back in a moment. Each and every episode of Party Foul Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, Daddy's Barbershop. Located at 4102 19th Street in the Castro, Daddy's Barbershop was voted San Francisco's favorite barbershop in the 2017 Bestie Awards. Go visit Arlen, Jesse, and all the men and women of Daddy's Barbershop, proud sponsor of Party Foul Radio. And we're back with more Party Foul Radio. This is Poyo Del Mar.
And I'm Pearl Teeth.
And we are excited to have with us now. We told you all about her last week.
Girl, she made the billboard.
Yes, bitch. She is a longtime friend of both of ours and a friend of the podcast. We've supported her throughout her career. She's always supported us during ours as well. And now, hunty, we waited just long enough that she is an official certified billboard recording artist. Knife and fork. Knife and Fork Productions featuring Bebe Sweetbriar's Unity is number 25 this week on the club dance charts. Welcome to Party Foul Radio, Miss Bebe Sweetbriar. Hey, babes.
Hey, how are you two doing?
Good. What's going on, girl, besides just doing everything?
Well, I know. It's one of those things where I've always dreamed of, I've always wanted to do music since I was, out of my mom's womb, I'm sure. But we've always looked towards the Billboard charts as kind of that wanting to be on, because you see all these people who you have admired as entertainers and singers for so many years, have pinnacle places on the chart. So this has always been something I've wanted to do, but I never really, to be really honest with you all, that it would ever happen. So I have to say that it was just one of those things that I thought, if I die, there's going to be a few dreams that I've never, would have never obtained, and this would be one of them. But, there you have it. Here I am.
Right,
bitch,
girl.
Bucket list succeeded.
Right.
Well, you just got to keep plugging at it, and, to me, it's always like when these things happen to you, when you meet one of those goals, when you reach one of those goals, that you then have to kind of reach higher. So now it's like, hey, what's next? What do you aim for next? And we'll be back in the studio soon, so we'll see.
All right.
Yeah, I think that it's like one of the things that for people who are exceedingly goal-driven, and you and I both have always shared this, like, we're very driven. We have, like, a vision, we follow it, we pursue it to the end. It's almost difficult for individuals like us to stop in the middle of, like, succeeding at the dream and appreciate it for what it is. It's like, because we're always like, what's next? What's next?
Right. That's a real good point for you. And some of that, I think, for me, is because it's been a long time since I felt that I've had someone or small group of people to really share in it a lot, if you get it on a personal level.
What about your kids, though?
It's easier for me to kind of move on from one thing to another because I don't have necessarily, and I'm not wallowing in what I'm saying right now. I'm just saying that it's, I don't have someone always kind of like, okay, let's do this and kind of celebrate and kind of, I don't have that. So it's kind of like, okay, we've reached that. Now let's go on. Let's get the thinking cap on and go to the next one. So it kind of keeps me moving forward all the time. And that's what I do.
Well, what about your kids?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're great, but I don't, they're not by my side anymore. They're not in my home or in the same city for that matter. So, you know, from afar, yeah, those things happen. And I have people in my family, I'm like, hey, great job. My sister, my niece and nephew are all very supportive. But again, you know, they're not in my immediate airspace. So
mm-hmm. Right.
We're not breathing this smoke we got going on right now.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? So they're not that feely touchy that's there when the moment happens all the time. So I think that's what keeps me kind of looking for the next high, so to speak, with doing another goal.
But, you know, the fact of the matter is, too, that you and I so just for a little background, you guys, B.B. Sweetbriar and I have known each other since before there was a Pollo Del Mar and a B.B. Sweetbriar. And,
correct.
And so that's quite a long time. And these young kids have never known a world where there was anything other than just the two of us. But the fact is that you and I have always been so goal-driven, and it's been not just in a standard way of, like, goals. We're on the grind. Like, we're two people who love the grind. It's like, it's about, like, 50 things going on at any given time. So when one of them is achieved, there's still 14 other things that are going on simultaneously. So it's, mm-hmm. there's never really that time to like stop, you know, like if I stop, if I stop now, then these other things that we're working on already are going to go unattended.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I think now too, though, I think with, you know, what's going on with my music now is that I've kind of had to, over the last few weeks, kind of sit down and really think where I want to go with music, because as I said before when I started speaking in the segment, is that I really wasn't very confident, not in my ability, but in the process that I would be on a Billboard chart, you know, particularly, you know, I am not a spring chicken like, you know, Pearl is.
Oh, girl, stop.
I'm not, you know, so, you know, as you mature, you know, things like, particularly some things like this, particularly on the dance chart, you start thinking that might not be so much a possibility anymore. And so you kind of build the rest of your career around that maybe not happening. But as it has happened now I've had to kind of sit back and say, well, maybe I need to even put more focus on this. And I didn't even... people who are out there might even expect me to put more focus on it. And I can see that. And so, you know, like you said, we've got a ton of things going on in our lives as it pertains to the work that we do, and that now I've had to kind of sit back and say, I might have to pull back on some of the things that I do enjoy doing and that I've had some success doing. But my heart has always been in music, and you know that. I've always... even when I started doing drag, I didn't think that I would continue to do it for a long time, because at the time, I thought lip sync was the only thing that was really out there. And so I got into it and saw there were more queens, particularly in New York, and some queens in the L.A. area that I, you know, came upon in my early beginnings as a drag queen, that I thought, oh, well, then I can actually use this God-given talent of singing as well as doing drag. So now that it's gone to this point, I think I need to probably put even more emphasis on that.
Right. And I think that, you know, because of your love for music, much like my own, that, by the way, you guys, BB sings. I don't sing, but I do still record. And that's a different, that's something entirely different. But, like, it was because of the fact that we both were doing it because we love music so much. And it didn't matter if it was successful or whatever.
I'm gonna interrupt you right now, because people who don't know you, y'all don't know that Miss Pollo Del Mar be working the dance floor, talking about her love for music. When I first met Pollo, you was cutting a rug on the dance floor all the time.
That's true.
Where? She got two left feet.
Okay, and you guys, I'm not saying, like, you know, two-stepping like the little go-go boys we say on the go-go boxes. I'm talking about Pollo letting loose, honey.
I'm
okay?
Scared.
Like, I'm like, okay.
She was
doing some hooey rat dancing, okay?
Oh, no.
BB's known me for a long time, and this is back when I was, like, you know, this is before drag even, and I was much more, like, I'd just come from life as this club kid and stuff like that type of environment. So
I just feel like, get him, he was working.
I can't even imagine.
So, but what I was saying is, like, you know, initially We were just recording music, and this is why I still record music when I do, is because I love music, and I just always wanted to be one of those queens who had, like, one of those songs that I kind of grew up loving, and it was never, like, a huge success or whatever, but it was something that had made a difference to me, and I wanted to kind of maybe have that opportunity for other people. Now, having gotten onto Billboard, you've notched shit up a little different, like, to a different level for you, and there's now anticipation and kind of the presumption that you're going to continue down this road.
Yeah, girl.
With the pressure to outdo yourself.
Yeah. I agree in everything you said there. And I welcome it. I welcome that. That's the thing is, like, I didn't have, you know, after this happened, and it's still hopefully, you know, we're like I said today on some social media, is not, you know, it's over. It's not over until it's over, because we're at our second week at the same number at number 25. And, you know, usually that means that you might be beginning your decline down. But, you know, we're really hopeful that, you know, we've got some new remixes that came out last week. And so we're hoping that we'll continue to spark up. And we've hit some other meaningful charts as far as downloads and sales with DJs that are indicative that we're possibly going to continue to even move up more. So, you know, that's really positive. But, yeah, I welcome this new kind of pressure. And you're kind of like me as well in this regard, is that, you know, I welcome pressure because it makes me even put my game up a little bit more. You know, a lot of people kind of run from pressure, but I kind of run toward it. You know, so I welcome all the expectations. And, you know, no one can have more expectation of me than me. So.
Absolutely. And that's I think that there are certain people who crumble under pressure, and there are certain people who thrive under pressure. And I perceive certainly that, like myself, you are that person who's like, you know what? Bring it on.
I remember some nights when we used to talk on the phone back in the day when you were, you know, doing a lot more within your journalism, where we'd be talking until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You go, you know, I got to write for XX magazine, and it's due tomorrow. And you mean it's due in like 4 hours? Yeah, right. You know, so I know. I know how it is with you sometimes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's something that I think there are certain people who just we thrive under that pressure. Like the pressure brings the best out of us. Other people are like, you know, they shut down and.
You don't have time to lollygag. That's what it is with me. It's like, I don't have time to second guess myself. I don't have time. I have the time to put my A game in, and that's it. And that's what you do. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't, like, oh, let me go back and read it over. Let me make sure that, you know, you're going to put in your 100% A game when you sit down to start typing or whatever it is, you know. And that's kind of how I feel. You know, I like going into the studio knowing I only have a certain amount of time to get it done. I don't like going in the studio and say, well, you know, if I don't do it this time, we can come back next week and do it. We're gonna work with this 3 hours we got, and we're going to do it, you know. And that's kind of how I tackle all of it.
Unity is a cover from the 90s, mm-hmm. And I was wondering how you guys decided on Unity as the track you wanted to do.
Well, Knife and Fork worked on Doja when I did that last, 2016, January of 2016, and they did a remix, and Knife and Fork is Luigi Tsuchida and William Ducati Brown, and we had been talking since they did that remix, about doing a project together, three of us, and it took, you know, we talk and, you know, throw out some music, and one time we thought about doing something original, and we kept throwing out stuff, but just nothing really kind of like, yeah, that's it. And then one day, and I think it was about February or March of earlier this year, I got a call from Bougie, and she said, a friend of mine just sent me this track, kind of to say, hey, you remember this when we used to, like, da-da-da-da-da, you know, so on and so forth, and I listened to it, and I just want you to hear it. And so he sent it to me, and I immediately knew what it was. I thought, oh, my God, this used to be the jam back in, like, the early 90s. And so I remember going to, like, house parties and underground parties where this would be the jam you would put to get people on the floor, you know, raising their cups in the air and shouting and everything. And as I was listening to what the words were really saying, I thought this is really what we, this is the time for this song. Unity is the time for the song. And so I immediately, you know, said, this is it. We can stop looking. This is the song we are going to do. And I tweaked a few of the words and added some verses in there, and that's how we decided to do it.
So you said you have a few new remixes coming up. Who are they by?
Well, the remixes that came out, it actually came out on Friday the 13th.
Oh, right.
Last Friday. I know, right? And that's like that. And Space City was a remix, which is actually, I don't know if I should, oh, maybe I should, I don't think they knew. I think everybody knows, but Space City is just another, is another brand for Dirty Disco, who are big remixers in the scene.
Love Dirty Disco. Probably,
yeah, hottest ones out there. You know, they've been on Billboard a million times.
Absolutely.
And, so their brand is out there. Another one is by a new remixer by the name of, I'm going through my head to not forget, is Oliver Williams, and it's very techno. And that's one thing that we do when we're looking for remixes is that we want to go over the whole spectrum of dance music if we can.
Absolutely. Hit every bass, girl. Let every DJ play it.
Yeah, so we can reach as many people out there as we can. So the hit mix is on there. We have Division 4, which I'm loving this mix. Works a lot with Matt Consola. That mix is tearing it up, too. And then we have a new mix by Leo Frappier, one of his new brands called Green Elephant, and it's a little bit techno as well, and that's out there. And then, of course, finally, but not at all the least, is Tweeka Turner has a mix on this new release.
Very nice. Yeah, I know that you guys have got, like, an insane number of remixes of this. A lot.
I think there's 13 or 14 complete, you know, different remixers, you know, some of them had dubs and you know, edits and all that, but actually remixes, I think there's 14. And then there's one that hasn't been released, and I'll say yet, but has been a part of the submission to Billboard, is Rick Cross, who's worked with Jason Dotley on a few of his releases that have also been on Billboard. So we welcome him. He's from New York, and he definitely brought his magic to it, and he's one of the new ones that is now, you know, being used a lot by these new, you know, as we put it out now, being used by DJs. So we're really happy about that.
So we mentioned your children earlier. You guys, BB in a previous life was a married woman. By that, I mean a married man. She was a married man and has two gorgeous, gorgeous children.
So beautiful.
And I've had the pleasure, oh my God, I legitimately have had the pleasure of knowing her children. I think she was 12.
Don't even put it up. You've not had the privilege of meeting. You've watched them grow up. You've been a part of them growing up. I mean, it's beyond you had the privilege of meeting them, okay? You know, they've been at festivities, at, you know, that you've been involved with.
Absolutely.
And you've been so supportive when Allie was first involved in the pageant system. You know, you did a major article on her that was, you know, was really something that I think made her a better pageant person, because she, you know, had to speak, and you were at the beginning of that, and she did very well on the pageant system. So, you know, you've been a part of them growing up. And first, when I first moved here, I had them every weekend until, you know, they were late in their teens here in San Francisco. So those are people who, my friends that were part of my life, and definitely seen them grow up.
Oh my God. And the fact that, so BB's daughter, Allie, is the oldest of the two. And she just turned 30.
What?
No, 29. She's got one more year.
Okay, that's right.
Oh, don't make her older than she is. She'll kill you.
Yeah, well, I remember. Okay, that's right. Because she said one more year until, like.
Yeah, she's got one more year.
29, BB. She's 29.
I know. You know, the thing is that I have two daughters, 29, and my youngest will be 25 in a few weeks. And actually, a week, she'll be on the 20th of October.
Girl, that's this Friday, girl. Mark your calendar.
Yeah, like, I'm going to tell you last time. And they don't have any children. So I am yet to be a grandparent, and I'm okay with that.
Right, exactly.
I'm okay with that, yeah, but they both are don't have any children right now, so I'm kind of thinking, like, don't keep creeping up there. I might, you know, and it's really kind of strange just because my sister that I'm really close to in D.C., she has two kids, and they're 6 years apart. Mine are 4.5 years apart, and neither one of us have grandchildren, so we keep going, I don't think it's going to happen. Never going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen. I mean, it's eventually going to happen.
You never know. You never know. That's why I keep adopting these wayward children on the street, I think.
Well, that's just because you have a maternal instinct. But so I remember one of my fondest memories of Sydney in particular is it was 2008, and we were marching on the Capitol building in Sacramento during the opposition of Proposition 8, which banned same-sex marriage, and she came running up to me, and she's like, oh my god, I asked my dad if you were going to be here.
Oh my gosh, that is a, wow, that's quite a, I remember now, but I had forgotten that we had gone up there to do that, and wow, yeah, what a memory, yeah.
Yeah, I just...
She still lives up there, she still lives in Sacramento, so, you know, she's making her... Both of them are just, I couldn't be prouder of my kids. Number one, they're two independent women who are driven as well and are working towards the thing that they want to do. I know sometimes I have to call them to make sure that they don't need anything because they don't, you know, not saying that children, all children do that, where they call their parents and say, I need this, can you help me with this? But I just know that they are very resourceful in reaching their goals on their own and finding ways to get there. That, you know, so I know that if I do get a call, then they have exhausted every possibility that they need.
Right,
help,
exactly.
They can help. Yeah. But I just love them, and they're, you know, I always tell people they are the best thing that I can say I've ever done in my lifetime. And plus, I like them. I love them because they're my daughters, but I actually genuinely like them. So if they weren't my kids, they would still somehow be in my life.
Oh, yeah. And they're both genuinely, you've raised two genuinely good women. Like, I was going to say girls, because I've known them since they were girls, but like...
Yeah, they're about my age.
Well, one of them is your age.
Yeah.
And getting to see, like, you know, watching Allie go away and go to school to become a nurse, and then see Sydney come into her own and, you know, accept and embrace who she is.
And they're both civic-minded. They're great citizens. They give back. I mean, they do this on their own. It's like, well, I just remember when they were young, I used to, like you said, you know, taking them to the march on Sacramento, and you know, we used to do feeding the homeless and the hungry at the kitchens. Even when they came here to visit with me on the weekend, we would do stuff like that on the holidays. We wouldn't, you know. So they definitely had at an early age an idea of what the real world was like, and that there are people, no matter how bad we seem to be, there are people who are worse off than we are, and we should give back to, you know, help those people. And they have carried that on into their adulthood. So Sydney's very involved with the LGBTQ community in Sacramento and does a lot of work. And, you know, she's a photographer and a videographer and has worked with the Dinosaur event down in Palm Springs for the last couple of years with, you know, being part of the media down there. So definitely into being active in their community. So I'm very proud of that.
Now, did you know that his youngest daughter is lesbian or bisexual? Is she bisexual or a lesbian?
She's a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
Well, I figured if she worked at Dinosaur Weekend, she must be.
Well, I don't know if they call it lesbian anymore. I think it's more like, the young people, I think, are more like gender fluid or non-binary. It's kind of, I think,
But that's a gender identity, not a sexuality.
Yeah.
Right, that's true. But you know, I've never seen her write lesbian on anything, to be honest with you.
Well, girl, she's showing up at the diner, bitch. She doesn't have to write it.
Lesbian girl.
Sydney, Auntie Poyo's telling you, if you're at the diner every year, honey, you don't have to tell us you're a lesbian.
I'll say that for sure. But and she's in a relationship, so you know, she's doing fine.
I just love it. And I really think that it's stuff like this, like, where we get to, in your case, it's your actual biological children, but even that thing you said where you're taking, you know, you're drawn to, and young people are drawn to you, the same way with me, we take them in and we shape the future by helping guide people's thoughts, saying, like, no, girl, like, you know, we're fortunate that we're given this, and there are other people who are not so fortunate, so we're going to make sure we give back to that. You know, like, pay it forward. And that's how we shape the future, really.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, so it's great to watch them, you know, flourish in the things that they do. So, you know, I'm, again, very proud of them. And I talked to Sydney a couple of weeks ago because she was moving into a new place. And so we chatted a bit, and Allie lives on her own in outside of Dallas and in Arlington, Texas. And so, you know, so she's got her own place by herself, no roommates anymore. And you know, it's just great to see those types of things happening as they grow older and come into themselves. So it's great.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Bibi, how can people follow all of your exciting events forthcoming on social media? How can they find you?
Well, yeah, as long as they just type in Bibi Sweetbriar on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they should be, you know, pretty up to date with everything. Plus, my website is bibisweetbriar.com, and all my dates are there on the calendar, as well as, you know, other tidbits. Now, I have done a podcast, which is right now on hiatus just because of the music thing, and so I'm kind of in a quandary right now of what to do with that, but it's everything with BBC Bar. It can also be found on Podomatic. And what else? I think that's about it. That's enough.
Yeah, girl, enough. Just Google BB Sweetbriar, bitch. You'll see 187,000 projects come up. Right. So it's easy to
do. Thank you guys for being so supportive, you know, of Unity. And, you know, I know you've mentioned it many times on the show. And you make posts and everything. I really appreciate that. Well, we appreciate that very much. Speaking for Knife and Fork and Leo Frappier, who, by the way, got involved with the project after I recorded the vocals with him. Because originally it was just going to be Knife and Fork and I, but or me. And then I did the vocals, and he, you know, was available for Bougie and William to come back to do some extra stuff on the original track. And we just said, hey, we've got to get you heavy involved in this. And so that's how it got released on his label, which is Hit State Music. And then from there on, you know, with remixes and stuff, it's just been a great team effort.
Well, I love Leo. Leo is amazing, and I'm so excited to, you know, that he's part of this for you guys, and that you guys, I just, like I said on last episode, where somebody was like, are you really excited? Fuck, of course I'm really excited. It is a lifelong dream for you.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. I don't understand people singing. That's a part that sometimes I think with, you know, our drag community, or I guess in any community of folks working in the same environment who may be, I just think sometimes people do have a hard time with thinking that another person's success means another person's failure, and that is so far from the truth. And we've known each other for a long time. I've known Sister Roma for a long time. I've known Juanita Moore for a long time. And we've known Heclina for a long time. Of all these people who have gone on to do tremendous things, you know, both as activists and or performers or old club owners, what have you. And all of those people I applaud and appreciate and help support them in their endeavors, and I feel it takes away nothing from what I'm doing or want to accomplish or intend on accomplishing. So I don't understand, you know, I think sometimes they need to realize that, you know, we're better off stronger together than we are separate. Mm-hmm. And just like you're helping me with doing the things you're doing by having me on the show, that makes my goals become more realized by doing that. So you're helping me help me, and hopefully I can do the same for you sometime. You know, so that's, I don't understand that crap. That.
Yeah, life is not a two-lane highway where if somebody's ahead of you, you're blocked. It's like, it's not a two-lane street. It's a multi-lane highway. Get in your own lane, girl, and let's go. Like, right. The race is on, bitch. I'll see you along the way. I'll see you at each of our individual finish lines. Let's do this. And, like, this very thing that you're talking about with Bougie and William and Leo and you kind of coming together, well, you've all got individual dreams and things you want to realize. And to be able to do that, you came together and all of you got closer to what your individual dreams are together. And that's really, like, that is really how all of my experiences in this community have been over the years. Like, you want to do something, let's find a way to help you. And it'll invariably help me because, you know, it's not one of those things where you do something to get something in return. It's just like, well, I'm going to help you in any way I can. And presumably, if it ever comes an opportunity that you can return the favor, you'll do the same. Like, it's so simple. Exactly. It's so simple. And
exactly. Because the main thing, too, is I think in our endeavors as we go along, I want to be surrounded by people who believe in me as much as I believe in me. And I don't want to be surrounded by people I have no idea who they are in my circle. You know what I mean? And
right.
So it's like, you know, you want to stay, you know, not attached to the hip, but you do want to stay within each other's lives, career-wise, personal-wise, so that you are always in touch with those people who you know have your best interests at heart when it pertains to your business, you know, what you're doing.
Right.
And, I am a strong believer in that. And I believe, I don't think I would have been where I am on Billboard had I been with another group of people, because we all believe in each other, Bougie, William, Leo, and I. We believe in each other, and, you know, this is Leo's first Billboard song on his label. This is Bougie and William's first song on Billboard and mine. So we, like you said, we achieved a goal of ours together.
That's phenomenal. And I'm like, as somebody who's considered all of you friends, I mean, I've known all of you, the person I've known the least length of time is Leo, and I've known him for 5 years. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's, we're talking a depth of relationships that are all independent of one another. So the fact that I get to support all of you guys together makes it so much more rewarding. And I am really happy for you. As my friend, as my sister, as somebody who's supported me, I'm happy for you because I know that this is a dream come true.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Pearl, as well.
Girl, always.
And congratulations. Well, you know, I don't see Pearl as much as I used to back in the day, but, you know.
Right.
You know, you've been, like, throwing it down, girl, and all your little crowns that you got on that head, yours.
Well, thank you. And, right.
And just, you know, becoming a, you're just a strong woman, and my hat goes off to you, girl. My hat goes off to you.
Thank you, BB. I really appreciate that. You have always been so supportive, and, you know, you deserve everything coming to you.
Well, you and your kids, I try and keep track of your kids, too, and they
say, oh. Girl. Girl. We'll catch a drink about that one. Yeah. I love them, too.
Yeah, that's a different story altogether, BB. You stepped in a fucking hornet's nest on that one, girl.
Oh, girl.
Well, thank you guys for having me on the show. I know you guys like tons of stuff to talk about, and I don't want to hog up your time.
All right.
Well, we
girl.
Appreciate having you, boo.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, I'm waiting for the next one. I hear you're dropping something soon, for you. So we'll be looking for that.
Fingers crossed, girl. Fingers crossed. All right. Bye, honey.
Okay, take care, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
That was the fabulous BB Sweetbriar. Definitely just Google BB Sweetbriar.
And everything will come
and
up.
And everything will come up. Literally, it's everything with BB Sweetbriar will come up.
Yeah.
And check out her single. It's called Unity. It's with Knife and Fork Productions and Leo Frappier. It is currently in its second week at number 25 on Billboard's Hot Club and Dance Charts. Go check it out. There's a bazillion remixes, queens. Get into it.
And a bazillion more is to come. It sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like. Honey, that is what they're gonna do. They're gonna, just like that Mi Gente song.
Yeah, then I've got Beyonce on it, girl. Yeah.
Once they drop Beyonce on it, all of a sudden, boom, top 10.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. She needs to find a Beyonce to drop on the song with them. What if they did, like, a feature and be like, oh, girl, all of a sudden, boom.
Right.
Anyway, we will be back with more Party Foul Radio right after this.
GuideToGay.com is Australia's premier LGBTQ website. For all of your information on what's happening in the LGBTQ world down under, visit GuideToGay.com. You'll get your celebrity interviews, news, travel information, and coverage of Pride-related events around the world. That's GuideToGay.com. GuideToGay.com is a proud media sponsor of Party Foul Radio.
Hi, it's Rob Matthews, and you're listening to Party Foul Radio. I just can't shake this feeling deep in my bones, and though I know I'm better when I'm alone, I call you. Hey, this is Kirsten, and you're listening to Party Foul Radio. I call you.
Don't break a little. And we're back with more Party Foul Radio. We just heard from Miss BB Sweetbriar. I'm Poya Del Mar.
And I'm Pearl Tees.
You guys, last week on the podcast, I mentioned that I could not stop checking my damn emails.
That's right.
Waiting for a notification of some form or another from the LGBTI Awards in Australia.
I'm assuming you lost.
I didn't lose. I didn't even get nominated.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not get a nomination. The interesting thing, though, about this is that I didn't feel quite as bad about it as I might have, because they changed the name of the category I was nominated in, pre-nominated in, to International Icon Award. And as suspected, it was like Martina Navratilova.
Who?
Martina Navratilova.
I don't know her.
She's like a famous tennis player, Pearl.
Oh, I don't watch that.
No. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Never been a sports girl.
Martina Navratilova was nominated. Lucy Lawless was nominated. A bunch of people who are like international icons were nominated. The interesting thing about the category was that the only person who was not sort of like really super duper iconic in the category was Anthony Bowens, who joined us on a few podcasts back. He's the bisexual professional wrestler who came out in 2017. He was nominated in this category as well. So congratulations, Anthony. I definitely will be voting for you because you are the underdog in this category. And
you're voting for him just because he's the underdog?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for him because he's the underdog. If it's the international icon of 2017, then like he made more news in 2017 than Lucy Lawless or Martina Navratilova.
Maybe.
I mean, if it's like a lifetime achievement award, I wouldn't vote for him. But if it's about who made big headlines in 2017, he certainly did. And anyway, I will tell you that Courtney Act was nominated in a couple of different categories.
All right.
You know, of course, she is from Australia, so that was her hometown favorite there. But she got nominated for Best Music Artist and another category. I don't remember what category she was nominated for, but congratulations to all the nominees in the LGBTI Awards Australia. They have a tremendous crop of talented people who are nominated this year. And honestly, had I been nominated opposite Lucy Lawless and Martina Navratilova, I'd have felt really awkward. So, I think I would have gagged. It would have been great for PR purposes. Be like, I was joining such people as Lucy Lawless and Martina Navratilova.
We would have never heard the end of it.
But nonetheless, it would have been a little wee bit embarrassing for me. I will say that I am deeply, deeply flattered to think that enough people in Australia are aware of what I've contributed as an individual, or perhaps as a collective, for us to have contributed through this podcast, that they would even consider me for pre-nomination. So thank you, Silky Bader, and the people at LGBTI Awards Australia. Thank you for reaching out to me. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to present myself to you for consideration. Best of luck to everyone who's nominated. If you are in Australia, the LGBTI Awards are going to be held on March 2nd in Sydney. So it's
all right.
It's going to be a fabulous affair. Get your tickets in advance. From what I've read, the tables sell out pretty quickly, and presumably it's going to be star-studded. So congratulations again to everyone.
Wonderful. You should see if you could still get tickets.
Oh, well, I mean, I still am going to be hitting up Swiss Navy Premium Personal Lubricants to see if they can, like, make me an indentured servant for a week while they're down there.
I would live.
For the LGBT Mardi Gras, because that's the same weekend as Gay Mardi Gras in Sydney. So I'm going to see if maybe, who knows, it'd be cute to show up, even though I'm not nominated, just to show up and...
Just to show
out. Show up and show out, girl. I'm not against the idea. So, Ellen Friedman is...
Swiss Navy, y'all better get her a one-way ticket.
Oh, bitch. Y'all can... If y'all give me a one-way ticket there, I'll take Amtrak back.
Let's do it, girl. Let's see if she really makes it.
Yeah, I'll take a boat back, bitch. I'll get a rowboat. And I'll just try to make my way back. I'll go from, like, small island to small island or something. And I don't care. Girl, I got a passport. Get me the fuck up out of the U.S. for a little bit.
Yeah, for a lot of it, hopefully.
Well, that probably a lot of it, if it's like that.
I mean, you work remotely, girl.
Right? I can work remotely. I can work remotely, girl. It's true. All right, you guys, we're going to take another quickie break, and we'll be back in a moment with more Party Foul Radio right after this. Party Foul Radio is sponsored by Swiss Navy Premium Personal Lubricants. Swiss Navy Premium Personal Lubricants have a full line of personal body lubrications, from water and silicone-based premium lubricants to anal creams, masturbation creams, and even male enhancement products. For all of your personal lubrication needs, pick up Swiss Navy Premium Personal Lubricants at a fine retailer near you. All right, you guys, we are back with more Party Foul Radio. We have almost come to the end of yet another episode.
88.
Episode 88, you guys. So, Pearl, what's in store for you this weekend, queen?
Well, you guys can catch me at HSF on both Friday, well, possibly Friday night. I'm on call Friday, but definitely on Saturday night. I have seen a few friends pop in. That's been really nice.
Do you need reservations to get into HSF?
You don't, unless they're, you know, they're booked. I'd highly recommend to, because on a weekend, chances are they're probably jam-packed.
Right.
So, yeah, if you can help it, get that reservation. And then on Sunday, it's me and my partner's 5-year anniversary. So we will be celebrating that.
Aww. Girl, I'm sure that these people are confused, because, like, every 2 seconds you're talking about going on a date. But
girl, I do what I want, girl.
It's my pussy, I'll do what I want.
Right. These hoes now, I'm polyamorous. They live, you know, just because...
They live, they bitch. They do, girl. They live.
Just because we don't conform to monogamy... Doesn't mean...
Do you two still have a sexual relationship?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I never imagined all that.
I mean, you shouldn't be.
I surely shouldn't, girl, because it was terrifying when I just did just now.
Why would you?
I wish that I could wash my mind's eye out right now with some fucking, I don't know what, poke it out. Some Oedipus bullshit, yeah. Right there. Like,
ah! I would just hope... No. You should not be wondering what goes on... When these posts come off, girl.
God, I surely do not wonder nope. what goes on when those clothes come off.
Nope, you don't. You get it's,
yeah. If you are out there listening and you are forced to suddenly imagine what happens when Pearl's clothes come off.
And you've done this before, trust me, I know what the wonder is.
My apologies that I brought this shit up, y'all.
But yeah, we've been together for going on 5 years. It's definitely the longest relationship I've been in. And... shout out to my partner Felix, because I know he listens, my beau.
Aww.
Yeah, he's been so supportive. He's, for those of you that don't know, Felix has supported me since before my transition, through my transition, and here we are after. One of the most supportive people I think in my life, hands down.
Well, of course, well, one would hope if he's your partner.
Yeah, well, girl, one would hope, but I definitely know bitches out there that you don't have partners that got it together like that.
That is true. But All right. In regards...
And then we'll turn around and have a baby with them. Girl, don't even get me started.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's an altogether different thing. Like, I think that...
Girl, it's a relationship. It's not different.
Yeah, but, like, I think that you're... Are you... I'm assuming that you're talking about heterosexual relationships, because...
Some of them are, but, girl, I definitely know some, you know...
Well, I'm sorry, but, like, heterosexual women, in particular, have a very twisted perspective on certain things. Like, not all across the board. I'm not making a blanket statement here, but there are some women, it's like, honey, if he's not going to stay with you without the baby, he's not going to stay with you after the baby. Mm-hmm. If anything, the baby is all the more reason he's like, get the fuck up out of here, because now all of a sudden, like, bitch, he wanted to have fun before you and during you, and now that you got a baby and you can't even be fun anymore, he is really right. Hitting the bricks, bitch. I've never understood it. People, like, have a very skewed perspective of, like, right. I mean, but it goes beyond just babies and children. Like, there are certain people who are like, oh, my boyfriend cheats on me all the time. If we get married, then he'll stop that. Bitch, no.
Right.
That, what that means is that you're going to be getting a divorce.
Right.
That means that, like, he's not going to stop what he was doing, and a ring isn't going to change it. A baby's not going to change it.
No.
It's not going to change. If he can't keep his pants on before all that, he's definitely not going to do it after, girl.
Even, you know, before we got into that conversation, there are plenty of different types of relationships out there. I know a gay couple that's married who has kids, but they're not polyamorous like I am, but they are in an open marriage.
Open relationships are totally, like...
Different.
Totally different. But I'm talking about people who are expecting some kind of, like, monogamy or whatever, and that's what they want, and then...
No, not me, girl.
Well, I'm saying... No, I understand that, but I'm talking about... When you talk about babies and all this stuff, and they're like... Oh, like, let's have a... I'll be able to... Girl, you're not trapping him, bitch. You're pushing him away, and you're giving yourself a new reason to hate him for, like, all this. Because if you think that he's going to suddenly start showing up because there's a baby involved, you bumped your head, bitch.
Right. Ooh. So, like, find you a partner out there, whether you're polyamorous, monogamous, in an open relationship, girl, whatever kind of relationship, make sure your partners are supportive of you, because that's what matters at the end of the day. The person you come home to should be,
supportive.
Yeah.
Right, exactly, of course. Should be totally supportive. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, like, in many ways, because of the fact that I don't date
she can't support nobody else but herself.
That's not true. It's because of the fact that I'm very specific about what I want.
Uh-huh.
And so if that person clearly or evidently to me not going to fall in line with that, bitch, I'm not even going to waste the first date.
Mm.
Like, I'm not going to waste the first date if I don't think that there's certain things that are minimally in line. Then it's
like, girl, you've been going on dates not even knowing if they were dates or not.
Well, that's because of the fact that, that was because of
crickets.
Like,
crickets, insert that here.
Yeah, well, it's because of the fact that I was just enjoying it.
Oh.
You know, I was enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that, like, I went out with those people because I wanted to go out with them.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have to lead to something big and romantic. I would have liked it to.
It didn't, girls. No, it didn't.
But, you know, I was enjoying it. I got to know some cool people, or got to know some nice people.
Yeah.
I'm still hanging out with one of them a lot. I have started to resent the other one a little bit, but I was like, ow.
Yeah, well, so that is what it is. But you know what? I was talking to someone the other day who is also poly. We were talking about dating. It didn't happen, but... No, we dated, but it didn't work out.
He was
talking about, like, he goes into spaces where he can meet other poly people, and I think that's what I need. I need to meet other friends that are poly that kind of understand, you know, that don't have that monogamous, judgy cloud over their head when having conversations about relationships. That's what I need. So if you are poly out there, girl, reach out to me, and we could kick it. We could have coffee, girl. It doesn't have to be a date. We could actually have coffee.
Yeah, you can have coffee, and if she poops, it's on you.
Yeah, I mean...
Literally. She'll poop on you.
No.
JK.
Find me at Pearl Tees on any social media.
That's T-E-E...
S-E. No porno, honey.
Anyway, and you can follow me on social media at TheGlamazonPDM on Twitter and at Pollo Del Mar Fans on almost every other social media platform.
Oh, my God.
What, Gert? So
I've been getting all these random... So I know that you guys, some people may add me on here from on Snapchat and stuff, but I've been getting about 12 to 20 Snapchat requests to become my friend, like, a day. And I didn't know what was going on, but this was happening.
It's probably the fact that you're showing all your titties on there?
On Snapchat? No, girl.
Whatever. No. She's a titty whore.
No, on Snapchat, like, I'm a complete... I show my complete messy side, girl. I'm a mess. So, found out I'm on this goddamn celebrities, in quotation marks, discovered website. I don't know how I got on there. And, the category that I'm under, I don't even think it's on my Snapchat.
Prostitutes.
Is... No. And there is nothing wrong if you are a prostitute out there, girl. Pollo just has a bad mouth. It is... Damn, it's... Oh, wait. No. It's gone already. It's this website where it's celebrities discovered, and I'm under the category she-male and trans... what is it? She-males and trannies, girl. But there are real celebrities on there. It's a trip, and I like I said, I don't know how I got that on there. There's a ton of different people that I don't know. When I came across the website, I was like... Are these people performers also? Are they porn stars? Who are these hoes? And then I found my name.
Yep. And then she was like, oh, damn, these are hoes.
Shut up.
And, well, you know what, you guys? And she says I don't support her. But my submission to that website for you got all those new followers, you bitch. I got you all those new Snapchat followers.
Girl, my score went up like 4,000.
Oh, my God. What does that even mean?
You have a score, and you're scored on how many people view a video or a picture you send out, whether it's to them personally or on your story, which whoever's on your story, or whoever's on your friends list can see your story.
Okay, well, I have no idea because I'm not on there.
It's complicated. I didn't join Snapchat for a very long time because I didn't understand it, and I had joined it, deleted it, and then joined it again, and then I... came across a bunch of other friends that use it, and then I kind of got the gist of it, and ever since I've been addicted.
I just, like...
I find it so much more, pleasing to be on than places like Facebook and Instagram, because you have people that are actually interested in what you're doing.
I like Facebook, okay. It's my least favorite of social medias at this point. Twitter, I love. I like Instagram... But Snapchat was just so fucking confusing. And I get asked all the time if I'm on there. And I have an account. But I deleted the app off my phone. I'm like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll try to figure it out. I'm not sure, but...
I enjoy it.
I don't know. I mean, if an old bitch like Sister Roma can do it, surely
I can. Oh, girl, she is... She's not on... Sister Roma is not on Snapchat every day. But when she is on it, I just love watching it. And she'll send me little messages. Just hilarious.
Whatever. If she can do it, I'm sure I can, but...
I don't know about that. Sister Roma is very tech-savvy for a mature woman. A mature woman. A mature woman. A mature woman. A mature woman.
Bitch, she called you old, Roma. My challenged daughter, Brianna Cracker, tried to teach me how to do it, and I was like, Bri, I don't understand this. Speaking of which, the poor dear, she's got like 50 people staying at her house up in Santa Rosa because the entire city that she grew up in basically has burnt down.
Yeah, well,
we talked about that last week, but I just saw Brie last night, and the whole, like, area is on fire, and she was in the night going and getting people and, like, pulling them out of their houses and like, come on, girl!
Holy
you gotta get out of here before the fire comes! And now, you guys, Santa Cruz is on fire below
us. Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz Hills. The mountains in Santa Cruz are
Holy
on fire now.
Shit. I knew LA was on fire.
I seriously am starting to think that this shit is...
You guys need to get an evacuation, like, plan together just in case.
I'm beginning to think this is, like, pyroterrorism.
Pyroterrorism. No, girl. They're wildfires.
Well, right. But wildfires can begin through pyroterrorism, wherein somebody sets a fire, and then it, like... spreads rampantly.
I don't think that's what's going on here. I think the world is just ending. But
whatever. You know. I mean, it's a fucking fright. All I know is it's a fright.
As long as we're you know, knock on wood, where, here we go, that nothing happens here in the city, girl. People...
Well...
I just saw... I was on Facebook for, like, 2 seconds real quick, and I saw something about Korea dropping a bomb in the middle of downtown and the areas it would hit.
Oh, Lord. Well, I mean... Yeah, I don't think that... Like, we are hearing threats that North Korea might want to, like, start some kind of a nuclear war or whatever. And you know that Trump's crazy ass would totally, like, be all for that just because I think he wants to fucking set off some bombs. But North Korea would be so stupid to do that because they would literally... They're still testing to make sure their bombs even work. We've got bombs, like, all over that are just waiting for to be used. That shit would, like, go out so fast and there'd be so many of them. Like, unfortunately, it would just wipe them off the map. It would just be horrible all the fucking way around, but it's just, this is a mess. The whole thing's a mess. And some days, like, I swear to God, it's, like, about all I can do to get out of bed because it's just, like, what's the catastrophe today?
Right.
It's, like, what's the catastrophe du jour? Like, what's the newest, latest, most horriblest thing that's going on in the world? And, you know, how can Donald Trump make it worse?
Right.
All right. Anyway, you guys.
Doom and gloom.
On that uplifting, horrific note.
Right.
We are at another episode's end.
Don't forget to like us on Twitter and Facebook at Party Foul Radio.
Yep. Just Party Foul Radio, you guys. Thanks for joining us for episode 88. I'm Poet Omar.
And I'm Pearl Tease.
We'll see you guys, or talk to you at least, next week.
Bye.
Mwah.
Girl, you better work. It's over.